3-9443, or you could, if you're a little shy and you don't want to call in and talk, but you want to dialogue anyhow, we have the breachmender@yahoo.com email. We'll take emails if you'd like to have your email read over the broadcast. We'd be glad to do that. And we're going to talk a little bit about the true Yisrael of Yahweh. And
is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. the American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
This evening, tonight, will be the third Sabbath of the fourth moon. It will be the 22nd day of the lunar calendar. And the following Sabbath, following Saturday to Sunday evening, to translate on the pagan calendar, will be the day of Pentecost. It will be the 29th of the fourth moon, the day of Pentecost will fall on. Now, the pagan calendar translates to July 8th to July 9th, that's Saturday evening to Sunday evening. So the last weekly Sabbath of the fourth moon, on the 29th of the moon, what they call July 8th, July 9th, will actually be a high Sabbath. It'll be an annual Sabbath called the Feast of Shavuot, or the Feast of Weeks, Feast of Harvest, what they call Pentecost, and signifying the two loaves, or the two tablets of stone, actually, the bread of life, gave literally to Moshe, to Moses, the two tablets of stone, and the Feast of Pentecost symbolizes that, as well as receiving not just the letter of the law on the tablets of stone, but now the spirit of the law, which is, he wrote on hearts of flesh, our hearts of flesh, if we receive his Ruach HaKodesh, his spirit. And the gift of the spirit is for all. It's not a sideline issue. It's a promise to all mankind. Acts 2:39 says, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as Yahweh our Almighty shall call. So this personal Pentecost, everyone can receive spiritually as well, the spiritual aspect of the law that he writes his Torah, his law in our hearts, receiving the baptism of the Spirit, our personal Pentecost. Not the birthday of the church, as many would want to say, but its actual feast day called the Feast of Pentecost that still is a physical day that needs to be observed by the true children of Yisrael. And, of course, there's counterfeits, and that leads us to segues to our subject matter of who really is Israel, or Yisrael, and even Yeshurun is probably a better pronunciation. But as many times in Scripture, Ariel or Yeshurun were terms, were interchangeable, like Ephraim and Yosef were terms that were synonymous, interchangeable terms for the name of Yisrael. It'll have I in scriptures. It's really more with the Y, I-S-R-A-Y-L, Yisrael. Many would have the E-L, but the more we understand, we begin to study that the ancient Paleo-Hebrew versus the modern-day block letter Hebrew, Babylonian Hebrew, there's a deep corruption. Just like in all the languages today, there's corruption. And yes, the Father can speak to us at a level where we're at, absolutely. The Spirit is very expressive in that regard. He will speak to us. His Spirit will speak to us, even in the fallen humanity that we all are, in our corrupt language that none of us asked for, but that's all we've learned. And so the true Yisrael is the covenant bride of Messiah, the body of Almighty Messiah, Yahweh. And it's the only covenant people that he has called to be his own. A lot of controversy, again, that needs not to be, but nevertheless is, concerning who Yisrael or Yeshurun or Ephraim or Yosef really is. Of course, there's two sticks, two houses. The house of Yisrael was one stick or one nation at one time, solely, before Solomon sinned greatly with his concubines and wives in galore, if you will, in mass galore. The father, Yahweh, chastised him and rent the kingdom from him and split the kingdom in twain. And that's why you have the house of Yisrael and the house of Yada, what they call Judah in the King James text. But really, Judah is really expressed as Yada. The book of Jude, is his name is Yada. So there became two countries. So the true Yisrael eventually became two nations, and one became known as Yisrael, and the other became known as Yada, or Judah, if you will. And really, his name is Yada. And he was the fourth son of Yaakov. Yaakov's name, or Jacob's name, was changed from Yaakov to Yisrael. You know, when he wrestled with the angel, you know the story in Genesis of Bereshit. And he changed, the father changed his name because he had wrestled with him by the, even towards the break of day. And he named him Yisrael. You're no longer called Yaakov, but Yisrael, because you have wrestled as a prince with the Almighty. And so he had 12 sons, or actually 13th he adopted. He had actually adopted two of Yosef's sons, his 11th of 12 sons. Son was Yosef, or Joseph. And Ephraim and Manasseh were Yosef's sons that he had a relationship with, a married relationship with Asenath, who was a daughter of an Egyptian magistrate. And Asenath was the mother of Ephraim and Manasseh. And, of course, Yosef was her husband. Now, of course, this brought forth a mighty, mighty salvation and deliverance for Yisrael when Yosef was indeed in Mitzrayim, or Egypt, when he was in Egypt, sold by his older brothers into slavery to the Ishmaelites or the Egyptians, he actually rose to power, second in command of all of Mithraim or Egypt. And in Genesis 48 and 49, right around there, when Yaakov Yisrael, his father, gets ready to give his blessing, he blesses all his children, he calls forth Yosef to bring forth his two sons, and he calls his two grandsons his own sons. He adopts his grandsons as literally a house of Yosef. Yosef really receives a twofold blessing, double blessing, Ephraim and Manasseh. Now, in Hosea chapter 7, let me read a text here out of the Renewed Covenant, First Covenant. Hosea 7:8 says, Ephraim mixes himself among the peoples. Ephraim has become a cake unturned. Now, the name Ephraim, when you study it out, you study the life of Ephraim, it became the people of Israel, the northern tribes. Because remember, Yadar, Judah, became a nation to itself, which represented the tribe of Judah or Yada, and then half of Levi, and then Benjamin. And then you had the other half of Manasseh with all the other 9 or 10 tribes with the kingdom and country and government of Israel. These two nations, which eventually, or originally they were one nation, eventually became two separate nations. And if you read the book of Chronicles and 1 Kings and 2 Kings and the book of Wars, you'll find that these two nations, which originally were one, Israel, but became known as Judah, one nation, and Israel, another nation, warred against each other, fought many battles, many fights, many young men had lost their lives amongst themselves, and yet they were all descendants of one father. But they became two separate nations. What we're getting at, folks, is that it hasn't changed. It really hasn't changed at all. In fact, it's just gone and grown in propensity. The progeny of man, here in this text in Ephraim 7, or Hosea 7, where it says Ephraim has mixed himself among all the peoples. That is exactly what's happened. So the northern 10 tribes of Israel, you know, the 10-toed image of the beast that Daniel saw, the fourth beast, Rome, if you will, revived, and now it's played out here again now in what they call America. Those 10 toes could not be solvent or could not be unified, because it represented the majority of the European or 10 nation common market. That represented the peoples, or the 10 toes, or the northern tribes, which literally of Israel came over to America. And they have possessed this land as an inheritance. It is indeed Israel's inheritance, but it's not about race. It's about grace, if you will, or the favor of Yah, better stated. The unmerited favor of Yahweh. Just because a person is genetically connected does not mean they're into the covenant. You have to be engrafted back into what the Messiah has done.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Headline news. The much-anticipated bird flu pandemic. Whether you consider it dangerous or not makes no difference. It will still be the reason to confine and restrict travel. Conclusion. If we can't feed ourselves locked down at home, Homeland Security will be forced to bring us to gathering centers. Remember Katrina and the Superdome? The World War II bomb shelters in England? And the concentration camps throughout history? They were all huge disease incubators infesting confinees with dozens of life-threatening illnesses. Even if the wimpy little bird flu can't get you, the camps and the immunization will. If the government says store some non-perishable food, you know we'll need a lot. Decide how many years of food your family needs and get it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, bad food plans are life-threatening. Call the co-op at 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
And we're back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, rbnlive.com. You're tuned to the Repair of the Breach broadcast. And we're glad you've tuned in again. And we're talking before the break, the covenant people, who truly the Almighty Messiah came to renew and restore the children of Yisrael. But Yisrael is not and the renewed covenant here, what they call the New Testament more commonly, it was no longer about race. It was about grace or the unmerited favor, the desire and the power that Yahweh gives us to do His will. That's the true definition of grace. It's His unmerited favor. And we receive His unmerited favor, His will to be done in our lives. He grants us a desire and power to do His will. And so we are really engrafted back into the covenant He gave to Yisrael. Read Yaakov or James 1:1-2, as well as Galatians 6:16, very familiar portions of text, as well as Romans 9, chapter 9, 10, and 11. And so the children of Yisrael kept three major festivals annually. Of course, they kept the weekly Sabbath, the most frequented feast or appointment. The word feast in Hebrew literally meant the Hebrew word moedim or moeda, and it meant appointment. And the first one, of course, in Leviticus 23, it talks about the feast that the children of Israel would keep. And they were perpetual covenants that Yahweh gave to His people. And so the lost sheep of the house of Israel, the Messiah, described them as lost sheep. But many today who are lost sheep of the house of Israel don't know they're lost sheep. They're trapped into the church, corporate church world, church system. Ephraim has mixed himself, which is another name for Israel, was Ephraim in Hosea 7. And they're in the corporate church world, majority of the lost sheep of the house of Israel. They don't know they're lost sheep. They think they're supposed to be Gentiles or Christians or in the church, when in reality, yes, they are Gentiles, yes. There's many cultures, many nations, because the word Gentiles, if you study that out, goes back to Goyim, or that's how you get the word gentleman, from Gentile, the nations. But Abraham was the father of many nations, not just one nation. But the lost sheep of the house of Israel became, literally, every kindred, tribe, tongue, and nation. You know, Yosef's coat of many colors, you know, Yaakov, Israel, the patriarch, gave his 11th of 12, or actually 13 sons, because Joseph, or Yosef, had two sons, and he became doubly fruitful and received a double blessing, and received the blessing. And the children of Israel literally became their seed, their progeny, became the sand, like the sand of the sea, like he told Abraham, that they would be like the stars, innumerable as in the heaven. And so they kept these feasts, the feast of Passover or unleavened bread, first fruits in between that week, and the first moon of Abib, and of course, the feast of harvest, or the feast of weeks. The feast of weeks, or they, what they call Pentecost, really there's two counts. You would number, the children of Israel would number and count first seven Sabbaths complete, seven Shabuas, or 7 weeks, seven Sabbaths, Leviticus 23, and also Deuteronomy 16. And so the children of Israel were keeping the feasts, and the children of Israel that the Almighty Messiah came to restore and to remarry, if you will, were lost because they became involved in the pagan practices of the Gentile nations. Hence, they became Gentiles, known as Gentiles, majority of them. And so he's calling from them in the midst of the church system. He's calling them out of darkness into his marvelous light. He's calling them. He's saying, come out of her, my people, in the last day cry in the book of Revelation. He didn't say go into the corporate church system and stay and be in mystery Babylon, the mystery religion that uses lawless messages known as the mystery of iniquity. Shaul talked about in Thessalonians. The mystery of iniquity is the secret of lawlessness. We touched on this broadcast many times. But nevertheless, the covenants that Yahweh gave to Israel is still binding and still in effect today. I mean, whereas, like we talked about, as the church world has their pagan feast counterfeit, Satan has for any individual that wants to, you know, disavow himself, or not even disavow, maybe not even being fully cognizant or even aware, that the feast of Pentecost is still to be kept. People say, well, that was in the Old Testament. No, it's found right there in the Renewed Covenant, right there in Acts chapter 2. They're keeping the feast of Pentecost, or Shavuot. These are synonymous terms for the same feast. The feast of weeks, the feast of Pentecost, like the feast of harvest. These are all synonymous terms, interchangeable terms, speaking of the same feast. And it's not the birthday of the church. Many would say that the feast of Pentecost is the birth of the church, and the Old Testament is for the children of Israel and Jews and et cetera, et cetera. And I'll say the New Testament is for Christians and the church and Gentiles. No, the Gentiles have to be engrafted back into Israel. Read Romans 9, 10, 11 again more carefully, a little bit more carefully, and you will study and you will find that the fullness of the Gentiles, the mystery of the Gentiles, would come. And there would be an end to the fullness of the Gentiles. Why? They would come into Israel. And so keeping these feasts were signs, were significant. You would forsake the pagan feasts like Christmas, Easter, and Valentine's Day, and all the other pagan feasts, pagan months. Of course, we know that the whole calendar's pagan, but nevertheless, Yahweh wants us to keep the feast. He said, keep the feast right there in Corinthians. And we'll be right back here on RBNLive.com. You listen to the Repair of the Breach. Zach Dan will be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
On the Repair of the Breach broadcast. I'm the Repair of the Breach, Zachariah Daniel, and you're tuned to the Republic Broadcasting Network, rbnlive.com. If you'd like to reach us, you can reach us at breachmender@yahoo.com. It's two words together as one. We're just repairing the breach, so we're just the breachmender@yahoo.com. And if you'd also like to fax us, you can reach us at area code 732-601-0462. Again, if you'd like to fax us, 732-601-0462. And we'll be glad to correspond with you. And, we're going to have a guest in the second hour, Philip Glover. He is also a broadcaster, and he's in the Norfolk, Virginia area, and in Annapolis and Baltimore and Dover, Delaware, and I guess he broadcasts in those areas as well. And he has a pretty awesome testimony about how the fathers brought him into the true covenant of Israel, back into the name of the eternal Father Yahweh. And so we're going to have him in the second hour. We look forward to having Philip on with us. But before the break, we were talking about the children of Israel and the feast that Yahweh gave to them and who they really are. The lost sheep of the house of Israel were trapped into pagan worship themselves through deception. It's what's happened, and what has happened to today here in America. The corporate church world has swallowed everything up in religiosity, if you will, in this country with pagan practices. And again, because why? They're lost sheep of the house of Israel. They don't know it, but they're not to stay in that Christian church corporate Gentile manner or pagan manner. They're to come out. That's what the Messiah said, right? Come out from among them. Come out of her, my people. The her there in Revelation is speaking of Mystery Babylon, the mother of all harlots, the creator of all the churches. You ever wonder why they're all called churches? Because it goes back to sun worship. That's why they worship on Sunday. Thirsty goes back to circle. Circular, you know. Thirsty, circus. It's like a circus. You know. Not trying to be sacrilegious, but I'm saying this with all due respect. We had a caller called in one time, and he tried to tell us that at the Almighty's name, that they lost the pronunciation, or if they could find it, or if they did find it, that it went back to Yahushua. And I would say, and then he would say that the language or the English language was that name now is ordained now to be called Jesus in the English language. And I would say to him, or anybody else for that matter, that if Jesus is the English version of Yahushua, and that's what he said, I would like to state for the record that that's erroneously in deep deception, because the fact remains is that Joshua is the English rendering of Yahushua. I mean, that's how you get the word that or the name Joshua, right? But see, the issue is altogether wrong. You don't translate names. We've gone on this subject before. You transliterate them. So, but nevertheless, if people want to propone that, the argument is a straw man's argument, basically, because if you say that Jesus is the English version of Yeshua or Yahushua or Yahshua, then where does that leave the name Joshua? With the J, even though we know that there was no letter J in the Hebrew and it still doesn't exist in the Greek or East Hebrew language. But where does that leave the name Jesus then? If Joshua is the more English, if you really want to argue that way, even though it's not the correct argument. But if you did try to take that position, I mean, let's be consistent then, even though it's a straw man argument to begin with. Again, the fact remains is that Joshua is the English, so-called English rendering of Yahshua. No one would argue that, would they? Well, look at Acts chapter 7. And Acts or Hebrews chapter 4, and you will see that in the King James it put the name Jesus there. When it's speaking of the Son of Nun, everyone will say, that's Joshua. Really pronounced Yahshua or Yahushua. But the name of the Father was never Yahushua. I mean, that's a fact. You can go on and on. You can try to say that the name has been lost or pronunciation has been lost. Then you're telling that the Almighty, you're saying that the Almighty is a liar and he cannot lie. It's impossible for him to lie. He cannot deny himself. He said, my name is Yahweh forever, a memorial to all generations. The so-called pagan bow-pointing system that the post-exilic Babylonian Jews came back with was never founded in Scripture. The 22 consonant Paleo-Hebrew letters didn't have a vowel-pointing system, okay? But anyhow, the true children of Israel are going to know their father's name. Look at Isaiah or Yeshua 52:4. My people shall know my name. You know, thy husband is thy maker. I mean, if we claim to be the body of Messiah or the bride of the Messiah, then we take on our husband's name and we don't make excuses and say, well, we don't know our father's name. It's been lost. Come on, don't be spiritual bastard, with all due respect. I'm not trying to be sacrilegious. But if you don't know your father's name, if you don't know who your daddy is, and he's our eternal father, he is our daddy, we cry Abba Yahweh, Abba Father, If we don't know his name, if we say, oh, it's been lost, then we're, then what are we, what are we? Are we proclaiming to be spiritual bastards? With all due respect? And I don't mean that in a curse sense. I mean that from the scriptural sense, folks. So don't misunderstand me. Oh, Zach's cursing on the radio. No, I'm not. I'm just trying to get you to think for a minute. These arguments that, oh, no, we're the church and we're Christians and Gentiles and we can call him Jesus in this country. And, well, first of all, and these folks say, well, my name's Miguel and Michael and Mikia and no, it's not. A straw man argument to try to justify and say, well, I can call him Isis, Iesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. That's just a lie. Because first and foremost, Yahweh says, I alone am your Savior. I know not any other, and I don't change. And to say that his pronunciation is lost, again, I go back and digress to the fact that then you're telling us that the Father lied when he said, my name is Yahweh forever, a memorial to all generations. Now, for all generations means there's no expiration date, and if you say it's lost somewhere between time and time, then you're saying that he lied. Or you're saying that it was that humanity caused him or caused his name to be forgotten, or his name, they are the one that erased or lost the signification of the pronunciation of his name. Well, that's not true. You see, it's deception. It's to try to justify and say, well, since we don't know the pronunciation and or they lost it, we can call him what we want now. He knows my heart. Well, it sounds like a pretty good argument. Yeah, he knows who you're referring to, and yes, he's overlooked our lack of knowledge and because of his love, his great love for us all. But nevertheless, he's saying that in the end time, that his name would be known by his people, and the children of Israel were the ones that... I'm not talking about those who claim to be and are not, but of the synagogue of Satan. The book of Romans, Shaul stated this fact. He said, not all those that claim to be Israel are Israel. And even that country that says that they're the government of Israel, no, they're not the government of Israel. They are the counterfeit, if you will. People say, that's anti-Semitic. Well, how can I be anti-against myself when I'm Semitic myself? With all due respect. Folks, keep in mind, it's not about race anymore, it's about grace. Again, the lost sheep of the house of Israel, who are they? They are the Gentile nations, the Goyim, the coat of many colors that Joseph received from his father, Jacob Israel. And that represented red, yellow, black, and white, and brown people from all over the world. That would be literally the coat signifying the coat of many colors, color of many nations. And the Feast of Pentecost, the Feast of Weeks, the Feast of Harvest were synonymous terms. Pentecost meant 50. Yes, there was two counts. There was, and you have to understand that the Christians today don't believe in keeping the Feast of Pentecost. They think, oh, it's the birth of the church and that's it. That's all Pentecost was for us to just say it. Now we can start the church age. Another lie, dispensational theology, is another lie. Because it came through Freemasons and Zionist Jews. In 1830, approximately, again, Time Magazine did an expose on this. And it was a couple years back. Now, the rapture false teaching came in around 1830, of course, through Darby and the Scofield Bible. And it got people away to start thinking that, it got people away from thinking who their real identity is. It's trying to make you think that the children of Israel were one people and that the church was another people, when in reality the church was the counterfeit, it was the lie, and that the children of Israel became known as the Gentiles, and hence they tried to justify their heathen ways and pagan ways by saying, no, we're the church and we're Christians and we're in the, corporate church world, we're Christians, we're supposed to be Christians now. And I'm not trying to poke fun again, I used to be a Christian pastor, and I'm trying to say this in love with all due respect. But the reality, folks, is that in the end time, Yahweh says that all are going to know my name, and every knee is going to bow to me. Look at Isaiah chapter 45. Yahweh states that every knee is going to bow to him and confess to him. Every time you see Lord capitalized or God or Jehovah or Jesus, remember the name of Yahweh was in there originally over 7,000 times. And for those that say, well, I don't promote a Bible, well, first of all and foremost, the word Bible is not in the Bible, if you will. The word Bible is not in the scriptures better stated. Okay, there is scriptures from Genesis to Revelation. It is indeed the first covenant and the renewed covenant, not the Old and New Testament, but the first covenant. He renews the covenant. Read Jeremiah 31. And there's several versions that we've recommended. And if you want to email us, I'd be glad to point you to some if you'd like. I still believe you can still find the truth. There's enough truth in the King James Bible, even with the J's in it. Of course, we know the J has nothing to do with his name, but nevertheless, folks, he understood where we were at. But he doesn't want us to justify a lie and stay in it. He wants us to come out. That's the message, right? In the end time, come out of her, my people. We go back to that fact, that truth. The children of Israel are going to be coming out of Christianity. They're going to come out the remnant. It's just going to be a remnant. It's not going to be the masses. It's not going to be a worldwide billions and billions or millions and millions of souls here. Straight as the gate and narrows the way and few be there that find it. That's what the message of the Messiah was, didn't it? Didn't he say that? Of course he said that. How many people do you know are keeping the Sabbath by the moon? How many people do you know are keeping the feast of Pentecost, the feast of weeks, or keeping the feast of Passover still, and keeping the feast of unleavened bread, and keeping the feast of tabernacles, and the Day of Atonement like they were in Acts chapter 27 for all you want to be only New Testament believers that don't keep these feasts? They're right there in your New Testament, right there in the book of Acts. Open your eyes, my dear friend, with all due respect. Acts 27, they're keeping the day of the fast, known as the Day of Atonement. Wait a minute, the Messiah died. I thought he nailed to the cross. Well, it wasn't the cross. Folks, again, these were Israelite Nazarene believers in the Messiah, and they weren't born in Nazareth, but they were Nazarenes because Paul was the ringleader of the sect of Nazarenes here at Shaul in Acts 24, 5. He was born in Tarsus, so people say, well, you know, to be a Nazarene, you have to be born in Nazareth. That's a lie. Paul was from Tarsus. But he was a ringleader of the sect called Nazarene. Not the Nazarene church either, by the way. I've got to make that disclaimer again. Folks, we're not talking about the Nazarene Christian church. We're not talking about the church, period. Anybody or any corporate entity that claims to be a church is, with all due respect, again, I'm not trying to be sacrilegious. I used to pastor a church, okay? Just trying to be honest with you. I made a mistake. I'm willing to admit my mistake. I'm willing to change for the sake of truth. We don't just get changes to change. The scripture says we're not tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the flight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive you. No, we change for the sake of truth. We're the ones that need to change. He doesn't change. His name never changed. And the feasts that are needing to be kept never change. Did you know the Feast of Pentecost starts tonight? What the pagan calendar calls from July 8th on the evening to July 9th to the end of the day before the evening begins next evening. It starts tonight. The Feast of Pentecost is the 50th day after we've counted seven Sabbaths complete. See, there were seven Sabbaths that needed to be kept 7 weeks. Seven Shabuas. The word weeks in Hebrew is Shabuah. Now, that's why it was called the Feast of Weeks. There was one countdown to Pentecost. You had first to count 7 weeks or seven Sabbaths. Then you would get to the next instruction, the Messiah stated, the Almighty Messiah stated, as the Eternal Father, when he gave the commandment, the law at Sinai to Moses, the two tablets of stone, as well as many other. The fact remains, many other laws and commandments he gave to Moses at the mountain. The fact remains is that the children of Israel are still keeping the feast now, but they have to keep it according to the statutes found in Scripture. And it's not in May, it's not June 4th, as the pagan calendar says, oh, it's long gone, Zach, you missed it by a month or so. No. You were way too soon, folks, with all due respect. Because the Feast of Harvest was a synonymous term as the Feast of Weeks, and then you had to count 50 days after the Feast of Weeks aspect of the count, the 7 weeks. The seventh Sabbath complete, then you number 50 days, because Pentecost means 50. Does it mean one? Does it mean 49 then plus one? No. It means seven times seven, seven Sabbaths, then you number 50 days. Didn't say number one Sabbath, count one Sabbath, then you number 50 days. No. See, The reason why this is important is because in the end time, he gathers his wheat into the barn and he separates the chaff from the wheat, right? Yahweh's end time scenario is predicated around his agricultural feast system. The Feast of Harvest, the Feast of Pentecost. He's the first fruit that slipped from the dead, right? Rose from the dead on the third day. On the 16th was the beginning of the Feast of First Fruits. The first Sabbath of seven to be counted was on 122 of Abib. Seven Sabbaths has already been counted tonight, what they call July 8th in the evening time to July 9th to the evening. Is the Feast of Weeks, Feast of Pentecost, actually. We'll be right back here on RBNLive.com. Stay tuned.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling. And begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information. Or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
Teach me from books that blast.
And we're back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's tuned to the Repair of the Breach broadcast. I'm the Repair of the Breach, Zechariah Daniel. And like I said, folks, tonight is the Feast of Pentecost. And the correct thing would be is to study these scriptures out. And to know more about it, you can look it up here on your own, I guess, private time. You got a few hours here, and you can read more about it in Leviticus 23, 16, Exodus 23, 16 as well. Leviticus 23, 15 through 21, Exodus, or Numbers 28, 26 through 31. It's Numbers 28, 26 through 31. And, of course, the Feast of Pentecost right there in Acts chapter 2. And then you can go and look at John 4:35, where the Messiah stated, "Say not that there are 4 months to the harvest." And many would try to say, well, you know, like we were saying before the break, Zach, you missed it by a month or so. It already happened. The pagan calendar said Pentecost was June 4th. I'd say that pagan calendar is wrong on that assessment as well as every assessment that it tries to make on the calendar, including the so-called discernment of the new moon and the full moon. Try to say it's two different dates when really the new moon is the full moon or the fullest moon's phase. Because the full moon, again, is the new moon. How can the new full moon be at mid-moon status if you want to say that full moon's 2 weeks later from the new moon, which is just preposterous. So the trumpet in the new month at the full moon, Psalms 81:3. How clear is that? At the time appointed means at the full moon. So the time appointed for the new moon, and of course, if you don't know the new moon, you won't know when the Sabbath is. You won't know when, obviously, the Feast of Weeks is. You know, you can't find it without using the moon, obviously. Appointing the moon for appointments right there in Psalms 104:19. What does Feast of Harvest or the Feast of Weeks signify? Why would the children of Israel still need to keep it today? Why? Because he said he hadn't changed. And for those, again, that say they're New Testament-only believers, it's right there in your New Testament, right there in Acts chapter 2. They're keeping the Feast of Pentecost. It's not the birthday of the church. That's a lie. Don't look at the commentaries. Don't look at the dictionaries. Majority of the time, they're wrong when it comes to these feasts and these definitions. We need to keep this in mind that it was the fourth moon, 29th day, the last Sabbath of the moon. This Sabbath, this weekly Sabbath tonight, will be an annual Sabbath called the Feast of Harvest. And it's not in the third moon, as many want to say. But there's no scripture to support that the Feast of Harvest or the Feast of Pentecost is ever recorded in the third moon. But we've got enough scripture to prove it's in the fourth moon. And Messiah said, "Say not to the harvest that there's four moons." Right? If everyone thought it was in the third moon, he would have said, "Say not that there are 3 months to harvest." You know, he didn't say that. He said, "There's 4 months to harvest." And he said that in the first moon. So there you go. Enough evidence to prove we're on the right time. Because it's the summertime, isn't it, folks? Is June 4 summer? No, it's spring. Feast of Unleavened Bread? Spring. Not going to have two spring feasts and skip summer and go right to Fall Tabernacle. Anyhow, we've got Philip Glover coming in here in the second hour. I think you'll enjoy him. Be right back here on the RBNLive.com. Repair the Breach broadcast. Stay tuned. Repair the Breach broadcast. RBNLive.com.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.